Dziękuję.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We are celebrating the education, the history, and indelible mark of great historically black colleges and universities. My guests are Sam Washington, co-founder of the D.C. Metro HBCU Alumni Alliance. There's an event. There's a soiree coming up a week from tonight. I'm going to be emceeing that event. We're going to talk a little bit more about that as well. Also on the phone, Stacey Burnett. She is Senior Director of Government and Regulatory Affairs for D.C. and Prince George's County Comcast Cable. She's also a Howard University alum. If you have a comment, if you have a question, I want to hear about your experiences with HBCUs, or if you're thinking about sending your child to an HBCU, certainly give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Talk to me a little bit quickly, if you can, Sam, about the Alliance itself. What made you come put this event, not the event, but the Alliance together?
Well, Harold, and that's a good question. About 5 years ago, myself, along with three other HBCU graduates, we had a meeting one night, just four of us, and we said that we want to bring all of the HBCU's local HBCU alumni chapters under one umbrella. And so we called a meeting with all of the HBCU's chapters that we can find in the D.C. metro area. And we told them our vision, what we was trying to do. And so they fell on board. And so we became incorporated, became a nonprofit organization, and built our constitution. And we developed programs that meet the missions of our community partners. And so, and one of our signature programs that we have during the summer is the annual HBCU Alumni Community Day, which consists of the HBCU 5K Run Walk. That those funds are raised from that event goes back to our institution. So everything that we do, all the fundraising that we do goes back to our institution. So we figure that come together, numbers talk to corporate sponsors. And so there's no other organization that has to make up, what I mean by make up in terms of the demographics that we have, in terms of male, female, age, income, so forth and so on. We have that, and we were very attractive to corporations. There are over 340,000 HBCU graduates here in the Washington, D.C. area. The HBCU Alumni Alliance, our reach is over 100,000 people that we can reach among our chapters. And so we have 51 chapters that make up the HBCU Alumni Alliance family. And so that's how we came. That's how we came about. And this event that we're speaking of, the soiree, was a vision that I presented to the group that we need to celebrate us. There is nothing, no other. There is no organization. There is no other anything that celebrate what our contribution to the community. And so during this soiree, we're going to celebrate six alums. One of those individuals are Allison Seymour, Fox 5 Morning News. She's going to be recognized as the HBCU Alumni of the Year for Media and Communications. We're going to recognize U.S. Representative Benny Thompson from Mississippi as Public Policy Person of the Year. We have a young award for Kimberly Monroe, who is a Grambling State University alum. And matter of fact, she works here at Howard. We also are going to recognize Dr. Jeanette Pridgett from Tennessee State in education. And we have another two other Howard alums that we're going to recognize as Dwight Franklin, HBCU Business Person of the Year alum, and also Hughley Edmonds, who is a Howard alum for community involvement.
Let me go back to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let's talk to Kiera, calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, yes, I'm so glad I happened to turn on the radio today, and I get to hear all my other HBCU people on the radio.
Well, thanks for calling, Kiera. What's on your mind?
I was calling because I just wanted to share my experience as I'm an alum from Harris Stowe State University in St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay.
And I'm now in New Carrollton, Maryland, but I just wanted to say from my experience from having my, being a first-year generation college graduate and being out here in this area, it's been wonderful just being able to have my degree and being able to, the experiences that I have of working at a nonprofit now and being able to start my business. And I wouldn't been able to do any of that if I didn't have my degree. So Harris Stowe really prepared me for that.
How about that? Thank you so much for sharing that with us. I appreciate that. Stacey, talk to me a little bit about your Howard experience. How do you believe it changed you?
So I had an amazing 5 years at Howard University.
Oh, you did the five-year plan, too.
Yes, I was. Yeah. That was foreign to my family. They were like, what's going on? Why can't you do this in 4 years? What is the deal?
Yeah. I was a five-year government.
Yeah, there's a lot of folks doing that five-year plan. Woo, go ahead.
Absolutely.
So I was on the five-year plan, and it was ups and downs. When you're an undergrad, you're not realizing those are some of the best years of your life, but they are. And so one of the things I remember is I tried to pledge AKA, and they rejected me.
Really?
So I was upset and sad, and I called home to tell my mother, oh, my God, they rejected me. It's the end of the world. And so she listened to me for about 5 minutes. She's a Zeta. She listened to me for about 5 minutes, and she said, you need to get over this. You went to college to get a degree. You did not go to college to pledge, so I'm not going to sit here and get depressed with you.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to get over it real fast. And what that taught me, though, Sam and Harold, is the importance of realizing that failure is a part of the road to success. And just because something didn't happen the first time doesn't mean it's not going to happen. Get yourself together and try again. And so right after that, I didn't try again immediately. I became a RA, and I also I was in charge of all the business affairs for our school newspaper. I went on to become Who's Who among American college and university students. And then later, after I graduated from law school, an opportunity occurred where someone wanted me to become a part of the sorority, and it happened when it was supposed to happen. And so I don't look back at that as, oh my goodness, undergrad was bad because I couldn't pledge. Actually, that taught me a valuable lesson. Mm-hmm. Keep going. Do what you have to do to become the best person you can be. And guess what? That opportunity will come later, and it did for me. So undergrad was an amazing experience. You know, again, I look back at it as some of the best years of my life.
But I would imagine you had to sit at the opposite end of the table from your mother.
You know, it really depends on where you go to school, what sorority is really big. And my mother went to school in the 50s.
Uh-huh.
And at Fisk at the time, she was brown-skinned, beautiful brown-skinned woman. Mm-hmm. And that was the organization that you joined, Zeta.
Yeah.
And so she was a proud Zeta Phi Beta woman.
And you know, and certainly, you know, we salute, you know, we salute that. I pledge Cap Alpha Psi at Morgan. You're an Omega man.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, there you go. There's no barking on this program.
No, I would not do that.
Yeah, but I think that you made an interesting point, you know, earlier when it comes to grooming young people for HBCUs. As a young person, all I saw were my parents' friends who were HBCU alums, whether they went to local schools such as DC Teachers, Bowie, mm-hmm. you know, Bowie State, a lot of Howard folks, no Morgan folks. I was the first one, you know, to attend, you know, Morgan, but all of my parents' friends were HBCU alums. And of course, that was a generation where that very few African Americans, if they went to college, went anywhere else. They went to HBCUs. Suffice it to say, you know, all of the women in my family are deltas. my sister, my mother, stepmother, don't start, Stacey. And the men are Kappas. And so, you know, we have that, you know, not only the HBCU bond, but also the fraternity and sorority bond. But the other piece, which gets back to the purpose, Sam, is about community service. One of the things, and I'll just give the shameless plug to Howard University, and I think about their spring break, their alternative spring break community service event. I would imagine that there are other schools that do something like it. And only because I'm here and I'm familiar with it can I speak intimately about the kind of community service that they've done going into communities where the people there are underserved. We've had these young people going to Haiti to help after the earthquake, going to New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina, going into Chicago to help talk to young people about the violence that city has sustained over the years here in D.C. And so many things. And I think that that's the piece that a lot of people, Sam, miss about what HBCUs do.
Absolutely. And see, and that's why this event is so imperative, because we want to showcase what we do in the community, or involvement in the community. And so these awards and these alumni that we are honoring recognize the best of what we do. And HBCUs, Harold, you know, and I know it as well as Stacy, over the last several years have really gotten a bad name for what unforeseen reason, I don't understand. Okay? And so we want to showcase, no, this is not who we are. We this is who we are. And so next Friday night, September 8th, you're going to see that. You're going to see the best of HBCU alums. Again, this is a black tie event, very elegant. Xfinity have so many great things that are going to take place. I mean, it's going to be astounding. Mm-hmm. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be historic. We're going to have media coverage. We're going to be live streaming. All kinds of activities. It's just going to be red carpet, cameras everywhere. And so we really want to show this community, as well as the world, the goodness of HBCU alums and what we are doing.
If you want more information about ticketing or the event itself, you can find it online at dchbcu.org. And as always, that information will be posted on whur.com after this program. Let me go back to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tim calling from D.C. Tim, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for having me on the line.
Sure thing.
I'm a HU alum and part of the 5-year plan at 50. I stacked my chips with little inorganic chemistry, PChem biochemistry, and it was well worth the time. But I'd like to chime in on a lot of what you're sharing on impact and my impact experience.
Sure, go ahead.
I happen to be traveling in Dubai. I'm in a Dubai airport. You did hear me say Dubai.
Right. Go ahead.
Okay. So I have on my Howard shirt, my sweatshirt, just says Howard. Just travel gear. I'm going through a Dubai airport, and I kid you not, I was stopped at least 10 times in Dubai. I didn't expect this. And I say all that just to share the impact of this HBCU experience. It's not just domestic. You know, this network grows, it becomes huge. And it's a lot of the reason why I'm going to help celebrate this movement that Sam has initiated, that such that even if I don't attend, Sam, don't worry, I'm buying 2 tickets. And even if I have to pass them on to someone else,
appreciate that,
because I feel that strongly about it. And I share in that fraternity that you all are talking about. But I had to share that airport experience. I was floored. You know, I knew we were international, but to have experienced that, I'm sharing with the audience, you know, this fraternity is worldwide. You know,
there it is.
The impact can be felt in ways you can't imagine. So I applaud the efforts and just wanted to share the experience.
Well, Tim, thank you so much for calling, and we appreciate it. And certainly we hope to see you, But certainly I appreciate that you are supporting the HBCU Alliance. Nevertheless, I appreciate that phone call. Need to take a break. When we come back, more of your phone calls. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We'll be back in just a moment. We'll be right back.